Okay, I'm Joe. I work with Elam Ministry. I'm here today with Amir Hussein and Bahar, and we're going to tell you a few stories. We work in the Iran region, so you may have seen Iran in the news, right? Has anybody seen Iran in the news recently? Normally not for good reasons is Iran in the news. Trust me, it's not the people. They're pretty nice people, yeah. Some of them, okay? But what we do is we share the story that God is riding in Iran. And it is a beautiful story. And so if you don't remember anything from this morning, I think it's awesome how you just read this scripture, because I always tell people this when I come and share in churches. If you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this. Jesus is really alive.
Amen.
He's really alive today, and he's worth giving everything to. Okay? Can we show that video? We're going to share a video, then I'm going to come and speak a little more, and then I'm going to invite Amir Hussein.
In the early 1800s, Henry Martin translated the first New Testament into Persian. He died alone on the 16th of October, 1812. He'd only seen one person come to Christ. In 1869, Robert Bruce left Scotland for Isfahan, Iran. He saw almost no response to the gospel. But a letter he wrote to his supporters showed that he understood the season that he was in. He said, "I am not reaping the harvest. I scarcely claim to be sowing the seed. I am hardly plowing the ground, but I am gathering out the stones." Over the next few decades, several more missionaries went to Iran. By the 1950s, only a few Persian-speaking Muslims had come to Christ. But more Christians around the world were praying. In Tehran, my grandparents, Seth and Vartahi Yegnazar, began a prayer meeting in their home. They met every day for over 4 years. Their cries for revival led to outreach.
به کسانی که بیایند که من زنده هستم همون طور که در کلام خدا.
Young people who came to those meetings began to courageously preach the gospel. One of them was my father Sam, who dedicated his whole life to the Great Commission. In the 1960s, an American missionary couple, Mark and Gladys Bliss, arrived in Iran with their 3 young children. They traveled the country encouraging believers. Then, on October 25th, 1969, tragedy struck. They had a car accident, and all 3 of their children were killed. As Mark and Gladys grieved, they prayed a heart-wrenching prayer of faith.
I said to God, "God, we plant 3 seeds for the sake of a harvest in Iran."
In 1979, the Islamic Revolution erupted across Iran. All missionaries were forced to leave, and Christians faced increasing opposition. But the tiny church kept going. In 1990, my father, helped by his friend Reza Roshanzamir, founded Elam Ministries to strengthen and expand the church. However, the suffering of the church continued, and by 1996, 7 key church leaders had been martyred. People wondered if the church could survive. But the blood of the martyrs watered the seeds of the gospel, and from the late 1990s, house churches began to spring up all over the country. In response, the government viciously cracked down on these house churches, and they arrested hundreds of believers. I remember receiving a disturbing voicemail from my friend Farshid Fati, telling me that he and 60 others had been caught.
"Hi Division, this is Farshid. Unfortunately this early morning, they catch all of us. Actually, they are waiting for me in my house. Everybody, we are all in prison.
despite the persecution, the word of God has continued to spread, just like in the book of Acts. And today, Iran's church is the fastest growing in the world. Every day, people are coming to Christ. We are in a season of harvest. This incredible story is the result of the faithful service of God's people throughout the generations. And now, it's time for us to understand our season, our generation. How can we be faithful? How can we pray? How can we serve so that the impact will be even greater in the generations to come?
Is writing a beautiful story in Iran. In Iran, this is a New Testament. In Farsi, this is illegal in Iran. Becoming a Christian is illegal. It can be, get you put in prison, okay? But Operation World says that Iran has the fastest growing church in the world. And what I love about sharing this story in America is that we're in, what is this area called? Is it called Edgewood? Yeah, we're in Little Edgewood, right? What does the church in Iran have to do with Edgewood? And here's the thing, when one person in Iran becomes a Christian, this church here grows. Mm-hmm. These are our brothers and sisters, this is our church. We're all part of Jesus' church, right? So one thing the video doesn't share with you is that in 2003, Elam were able to translate the Bible into modern-day Farsi. So before this, the last translation was from the 18th century that you saw in the video. So reading the Bible's hard enough, right? Imagine reading it from like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so we translated it in 2003, just the New Testament. At that time, there was probably about 4,000 to 5,000 Christians in the whole of Iran. Okay, missionaries had been kicked out. Converting people to Christianity was illegal. So 4,000 people. Now in 2019, so 16 years later, the most conservative estimates think there's about 700,000 Christians in Iran. But most people say between 1 and 2 million. And some people are saying even more. So from 4,000 people to 1 to 2 million in 16 years. And here's why. Imagine, Iran is a very religious country. It's run by an Islamic government. Okay? So there's mosques everywhere. You say your prayers in school. Everybody knows that there's a God. But imagine your whole life growing up around religion and never hearing that God loves you. You've never heard that you can be forgiven. Women have never heard that they were made in the image of God. And then somebody gives you this book and you read it. And you read about God's love. And you read about God's forgiveness. And you were made in the image of God. And so people are having their lives transformed. And so I've just given you a lot of big numbers, right? Millions of people becoming Christians. But we're really happy. I'm really happy because Amir Hussein and Bahar are here to share with us this morning. So they grew up in Iran and they're going to share a little bit about their story. Okay, so who's going up first? Amir? Okay, this is Amir Hussein. These two guys work with Elam Ministry. They work producing videos and programs that we send into Iran. So they get there on illegal satellite and internet and stuff like that. Okay?
Hello. Thank you. Yes, as Joe said, when you see the TV, you see a little bit different. So we are here to share about the picture God is making in Iran. It's different when they show in TV. You know, I was Muslim almost 12 years ago. I knew about Jesus as a prophet a little bit. Not too much, because they are not saying about Jesus a lot. We don't have a Bible in Iran. Today, I'm very thankful for two or three or many things. One is church. it's amazing. You have church. You can be together and worship God. We don't have it in Iran. It's not okay to have it. And the other thing, the Bible. You know, Bible changed my life. If you have a Bible in Iran, they put you in prison. So I'm very thankful for these two things. You have freedom to use it. So 12 years ago, I was without hope, hopeless. I was looking for hope everywhere, in my city, in my friendship, everything I did. But the only thing was inside my heart, it was judgment. Because I was following religion, I was good in Islamic rituals, but inside something was different. My face was good, I was a good man, but inside just judgment. So I was trying to find hope, love. I couldn't find it. I changed my city. I said maybe I can find to other city, in another city. So I met my beautiful wife. She's here. She will share it with you. She was joyful. Her face was full of joy. And I said, I found it. This is my joy. So we decide to marry. But her family was against, because I was coming from divorced family. They thought I would go to divorce with her again as well. So, but I forced marriage happened. The marriage happened. But after 2 months of our marriage, I found that she was like me. She's looking for hope and joy. So we said in our country, in Iran, in Islamic country, we cannot find it. Let's go out of country. We came to Turkey. We were living over there, but over there, everything was worse. Everything was worse. We lost everything. Support of our family, our money, everything. One day, I remember, we were hopeless. For 10 days, we had nothing to eat. Something to eat. We didn't have place to sleep. And one day we were very tired. And we were walking on the street. One man came to us and he said, are you guys from Iran? We said, yes. And because of our face and the color of our face and think we can recognize each other, he came and he hugged us. We were tired. We were hungry. And we were looking for love. After several years, somebody comes and he hugging us. What's happening? That was shock for me. And he said, you look tired. Do you want to come to my home to eat something, to drink some tea, coffee? Say, yes. Inside, we said, yes. Something to eat. So as soon we sat in his home, we went to his home. As soon we sat, Bahar asked him, we feel peace in your face and in your home. What's happening here? He said, actually, here is not just my home. Here is house church. We are praying here. And this feeling, this peace you feel is God's presence. And he started to share his testimony. He said, I was Muslim, so Jesus saved me. And at that day, he gave us the same New Testament Joe showed you as a gift. He said, this book changed my life. Do you want to change your life? Go and read it. I started to read it. I was curious. I know about religion. I know about Jesus. But the thing he has is different. And I start to read it. When I start to read it, I saw the love of God, peace of God. For people like me, I saw end of religion, you will die because of your sin. But I saw end of relationship with God, you see on cross, the place you have to die, you see somebody before you, he died. and he opened his arm for you and he said, I love you. I said, I need this love. I don't care about my knowledge. My heart needs this God. At the same time, Bahar came to me. She said, I want to give my heart to Jesus. What do you think? I said, I'm too. Let's go and do it. So we went and we gave our heart to Jesus. And today, I want to share two secrets I love through Christianity. Sometimes we think, what is Christianity? Just religion? We should come to church, just singing and go back home? One is thankful. Thanksgiving is coming up very soon. In every situation, we should be thankful. Thankful for Bible, church, freedom we have, new life. God gave me new life. I born again. I am a different person. And the identity he gave it to me. He said, I will be with you forever. Holy Spirit is coming in you. In you. And sometimes we should know who we are in Christ. What is our identity? I am the child of God. Can you imagine? I want to just for a few seconds to think about it. Today, White House is mine. Sometimes we know our identity. We are Christian. We are child of God. But we don't know who is God. King of King, more than White House, everything in this world. We are child of God. When we pray, something happens. We are thankful for this church, for American church, because one day in Turkey, when we were Christian, when we came to Christ, somebody told us, somebody was praying for you. I was asking, we were asking, who was praying for us? We came to America. As soon as we arrived here, we went to the church. We saw the church was praying for Middle East. And God showed us, they are praying for you. We are fruit of your prayer. Thank you so much for praying for us. When you pray, God's hand is open. He can do many things in Iran. Today, so many people are coming to Christ in Iran. Because they are thirsty. They love God. They love to know real God. The thing they are doing, our government doing in Iran, is horrible. We agree with that. But Jesus walking in Iran and finding people like me, the sheep, lost sheep, and he show his love with them. And the other secret is giving. I never forget that hug, that treasure that man has, and he shared it with me. He could keep it in his home. I'm Christian, I'm good man, I feel good with God, but he didn't stop. I love to go out to find lost people. Jesus was finding people out of church, out of everywhere. He was walking, he was searching for people. We have treasure. The treasure we have is different. When you have treasure in the world, you have to keep it. You have to save it. Because if you use it, if you share it, it's going to be finished. But the treasure you have in God's kingdom, when you share, you receive more. Amen. When you share, that man shared the Bible with me. I learned that. I'm going to share with everybody. This is our DNA. This is the reason now Christianity, the more people are coming to Christ in Iran. Because we were lost. We had nothing. Jesus saved us. He showed his love. And we are going to share with other people as well. We are here to say thank you to you. To share what you have with us. And we are sharing through your support with them. When you pray, Amir coming to Christ. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Hi, everyone. I'm shorter. I am your Iranian sister. Can you imagine having an Iranian sister in that situation? Sometimes it's embarrassing for us when they ask us, where are you from? We said, Iran. Because many, many bad news coming from Iran. And as Amir said, we are sad as well. We are not angry with our government. But praise the Lord that God changed the picture of Iran. Today, as soon as someone asked us, where are you from? We went to the restaurant last week. It was a very country restaurant. The man was serving in army for 30 years. And in the table we sat, we saw this building that terrorists attacked in 9/11. It was just behind us. And I told Amir, see where we sat. Iranian in the American restaurant, and this man is very, very, like, I love America. He came to us, the owner, and he asked us, where are you from? And we said, Iran. He was like, and as soon he asked, we start to share that we were Muslim, but Jesus saved us. This is amazing that we were enemy. I believe that when you don't know God, you are not hearing God's voice, that means you can do many wrong things. Right now, the Iranian government, the ISIS, terrorists, Taliban, they are doing wrong things because they don't know God. We always ask our friend, we said, you cannot be enemy or you cannot hate Muslim people or ISIS. You cannot judge them because they don't know God. Instead of judging them, instead of hating them, go and share with them. How you know? I could be terrorist. Because when you don't have hope, when you don't have anything to lose, you can be anything. Please pray for your enemy. They can be changed. I was not your friend. When I was 13 years old, I asked God, why the women in Europe and America, they are very free. They cannot not have a scarf or they can talk. But me in Iran, I am not free. So kind of jealousy, kind of hate was in my heart to God and to you, the people of America. But today I love you, because as Amir said, many people pray for us and God changed our life. Please pray for ISIS, for Muslim governments, for Muslim country, that when you pray, you let God to walk. When you pray, you support God to walk and find the lost sheep. Today I was praying last time, God, you show me what you want me to share. And I remember for me, in age of 13, God was dead. And I asked God, where are you? Are you sleeping? You cannot see my life. When we came to Turkey, I was sure that God is not alive. I told God that you are sitting up there, sleeping on your throne, and you are not caring about people. I hate you. I think this happened in Bible as well, when Mary and Martha, they told Jesus, our brother died. Where are you? He didn't come. Can you imagine? You trust God. You love him. He was your friend. But in the hard situation, he was not over there. Are you sleeping? Where are you? I am hungry. I am hopeless. I don't have my family support. We were thinking like that. And this man came to us and he hugged us. I believe that Jesus sent him. Holy Spirit sent him. And I don't remember any word he shared with us, nothing. Just this hug, really. This hug changed my life. And today I am here. Many things happen in our lives, and we may ask God, where are you? Are you caring about me? Are you loving me? Do you love me? Are you alive? Or as Amir said, we're just going to church, sit, sing, go back to home, come back next week. This is not the relationship God wants. He wants we have relationship every day with him, seeing him every day. If you didn't see Jesus today, something is wrong. You should see Holy Spirit, Jesus, face to face every day. You should talk with him and hear from him. This is relationship. Between me and Amir Hussein, every day we are talking together. We are talking about future. Do you know about your future? If you don't know, something is wrong. You should have vision. You should have purpose. And this is just coming from Holy Spirit. Today I want to remind you, if Jesus could love me, the lost sheep, the one hate him, how much he can love you more that you born in the Christian family, that you were faithful. I want to remind you that God loves you a lot. Really, he loves you. He died in Christ for you. And he wants to work with you through you. You have to find many more sisters and brothers that you have. They are dying. Really, they are dying. Last year, we heard that they attacked the mosque in New Zealand. I don't know if you remember. Many Muslim people died. Many people became happy. That, yeah, this is victory. We killed many Muslim people. This is wrong. They are dying without God, and they are going to hell. And this blood shouting to us. Do you remember when they wanted to kill Jesus? The king said, I wash my hand. This blood is not anymore on me. But many people's blood is in on us today. Because we are not talking about Jesus with them. I always ask myself, Bahar, how many people come to heaven with you? As much you can have it. It's a harvest time. Can you imagine when you go to heaven, he said, Bahar, you share gospel with me. I am here today because of you. How many we want to hear that? God is not coming back. Praise the Lord. Because this is grace. He wants to give us opportunity to share more. More and more. As much the whole world hear about Jesus. That time he is coming back. If you want Jesus to come back and this bad news stop, okay, do your part. Yeah. If we pray, Jesus come back. This is selfishness. Because I am Christian, okay, it's time for you to come back. No, this is not working like that. If you want him to come back soon, do your part. Everybody walking next to you is something God wants to show you. Okay, share with him, share with her. Hug her. This hug changed my life. Please go share your tea and your biscuit with people. Share your food with people. You may... At that time, our clothes was very good. But we didn't have anywhere for 10 days. And this hug, this biscuit, this tea changed my life. People want your hug. And God can use you just to hug people and love them. And thank you for your prayer. Please keep praying for Iran. During this day, people protesting in Iran. Many people, many young people, they kill, they arrest. Please keep praying for kingdom, God's kingdom in Iran. In a city of any mosque in Iran, we can have 5 church in every city in Iran. God bless you. We love you.
That was great, wasn't it? Wasn't it great? Thanks, Amir and Bahar, for coming. I always want to encourage churches in the West. I'm actually not from Iran, if you can't tell. I'm not from Alabama either. This is a different accent. I'm from England, so I've been with Elam for a couple of years, but I share this story all the time with people. And you guys are lucky I don't get to bring Amir and Bahar with me often to share. But this is what I want to encourage you with. If Jesus is building his church the fastest in a place where it's illegal and where people are put in prison and people are killed, how much more does he want to build it right here? Like, do we really believe that Jesus wants to build his kingdom that fast here in Edgewood? And it's just, I know you guys are doing it, but I just encourage you even more. Go hug someone, go love somebody, go invite somebody for dinner, share the gospel with them. People are desperate for the love of God. They're not after religion, they're not after being told what to do, they're after the love of God. And so all of you guys have that inside of you. So I just encourage you to go share.